Chapter 10. A Happy Reunion. Tired and hungry, the three friends arrived in Montmartre.
Thank you, Philippe. You saved my mother's life,
said Marguerite.
But I'm very sad, because I think that Jean-Claude is dead.
I'm sad too,
said Philippe. The three friends walked to Jean-Claude's house in silence. Marguerite ran inside the house. Her mother was there.
It's okay, darling. I'm fine. Come into the living room. Let's sit in front of the fire.
On the wall above the fire, there was a painting. It was the painting of Madame Lafayette. Sonia saw the painting immediately. She stood and looked at it.
It's very good, isn't it?
Said Marguerite.
Jean-Claude painted it. He was an artist.
It's beautiful,
said Sonia, and she smiled.
Darling,
said Madame Lafayette,
we're going to go to England tonight. Jean-Claude is preparing the horses.
But Jean-Claude is dead,
said Marguerite. At that moment, Jean-Claude came into the room.
I'm not dead. The guard killed Denise, not me. Denise tried to take your mother from the cart first. The guard killed him. Then, thanks to Philippe, I rescued your mother and we rode here to the house. I told you, love makes everything possible. Now, everybody, say goodbye. We have to leave soon.
First, I want to change my clothes,
said Madame Lafayette.
I wore this dress in prison. I don't want to go to England in my prison dress.
Madame Lafayette put the dress into the box.
Let's leave everything here,
she said.
We'll start a new life in England. Goodbye, Sonia, and thank you for your help.
I'll never forget you.
Philippe, you saved my life. I want to give you this.
Thank you very much. That's very kind of you.
Madame Lafayette gave Philippe a small box. Marguerite, Madame Lafayette and Jean-Claude said goodbye and then they left.
Now, how are we going to return to the 21st century?
Sonia asked.
I don't know,
said Philippe.
I've got an idea,
said Sonia. She touched the painting and said,
please, take us to the hotel in the 21st century.
Sonia and Philippe stood and waited, but nothing happened.
Let's close our eyes and think about the hotel,
said Sonia. But again, nothing happened. The fire was warm and Sonia and Philippe were very tired. Soon they fell asleep.